rays so bright that they blinded me. I realized I had spent years polishing my fears and desires, making them shine like ornaments in a room I never left. Meditation became my torch. In the beginning, it felt as though I was chasing shadows. I would sit in silence only to find myself entangled in thought. I called it failure. But over time, I learned that even this failure was the part of the practice. One day, I noticed something extraordinary. Between one thought and the next, there was a gap, a moment